Now we're joined in by Makur Matur Koryom, who's the Undersecretary in the Ministry of Health. Good morning, Doctor. It's good to have you.
Morning, Mary.
Yes. Now, just bring us to speed. 34 more new cases. Should South Sudanese be worried?
28 more cases. There's a need to worry.
Mm-hmm. So now, yes, and most people seem like they're living in denial. Even after the directives were issued by the high-level task force, we still saw people overriding those directives. So how differently is the task force going to be working with the people?
Yeah, well, Mary, that's a very unfortunate situation. Are people not heeding to advice from the professionals, but also from the government? And I think... enough allowance has been given for people to learn and do things by themselves without being coerced into it. And I think it's time that we move on to impose these directives with the available tools. And this is very important because given what we have seen yesterday,
mm-hmm.
and it's likely to follow in the coming days, you don't see anything that is much positive you can look forward to in the coming days and weeks. The only way you can be optimistic of a change and reverse the gear is actually doing things differently.
Right.
And our people listening. And I think that should be the cause of any other action in the coming period.
Right. Now, these cases, most of them came from the fifth, from contacts of the fifth victim or the fifth case. So what about the sixth? What should we be expecting now?
Well, with the sixth, of course, these were travelers who were going for a funeral in a BA in 102 of them. And this gentleman happened to be among those and it's a routine at the moment. Anybody who is traveling outside Juba or outside Tauride for that matter, they have to be tested before they travel to those places. But these also have to be essential travel. So the gentleman was picked as a randomly.
Mm-hmm.
He did not have symptoms. He did not have any problems until this moment. So all the 100 and the other 101 were tested together with him, and they were negative.
Hmm.
So what will happen next is for all these people to get quarantined. They have to do it voluntarily.
Right.
Also resist, definitely, as you have seen in the directive yesterday, will have to be quarantined. And we'll follow them up for the next 14 days. And at the end of 14 days, they will have to be tested again to ensure that none of them has any symptoms and so forth. I mean, has the virus, and there we decide if they are free, then they can now be allowed back to their normal activities in the communities and their places of work. So that's how it works there.
Right.
But with the fifth case, of course, these people, we may not come, the 28 came from the 28, but it's likely that, of course, the source of their infection may be one, because they live in one place, they live in one compound,
mm-hmm.
they're more or less relatives, and they do their things together. So even this case number 5 may not be actually the index case in that group.
Right.
It's possible the source of the initial infection in the compound might be somebody else, but he was picked also randomly because he was planning to travel
right
as part of his mission to Toyin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
very possible, and of course that is an indicator that the virus is already in our community as well. As other countries embark on mass screenings, well, we in the country are still, of course, acting on alerts and things like that. Is there any possibility of shifting into mass screenings?
No, we have shifted. We are not currently acting on alerts. We have shifted. You look at this strategy where we consider Juba and Tauride as hot spots,
right?
And those who may wish to travel outside Juba, they have to be tested so that we reduce and minimize the chance of taking the infection to these states. That is one strategy of trying to test as many possible people as possible. We have also introduced a strategy to randomly collect samples from places in and around Juba.
Mm.
And so we divided Juba into five zones, including 44 health facilities in those five zones. We have deployed teams, five rapid response teams in those places. They collect samples from alerts in each zone, from health facilities in each zone. At least on a single day, we wanted to test at least 100 people.
Right.
But over the last 3-4 days, we have actually been testing more than 100 cases per day.
Okay.
Like yesterday, out of the 139, the results released yesterday were among more than 200 tests being run.
Mm.
So you could see our capacity is, we are testing more people than before, and we are trying to work up that those figures.
Right.
As much as we can.
Right. And of course, thank you so much for holding the bull by the horns. Now, just for a confirmation, we gather that there's only one machine so far that is testing the viruses, and it's a manual one. Are there any steps being taken to acquire an automated machine?
In new machines, so in a few days, we should be having more than one machine in the country. Yeah.
Right. And just the other thing to follow up, of course, you're the Undersecretary in the Ministry of Health. The other day, we reported that the East African communities were sending over some mobile laboratories. Did those ever arrive?
They have not arrived yet. The arrangements are in place to get ours into the country in the coming days.
Mm-hmm. Right. Thank you so much, of course, Makur Matur Koryom, for your time. Is there anything else you would like the people to...
It's always to tell our people to eat the advice. They don't have any other option. This is a disease that has no treatment. And that is a disease which is no longer a disease of Chinese or white people. Now, out of the 34 cases, only 2 are foreigners. So people must understand this. The disease is here, as you said earlier. It is with us. It is within our communities. It is riding with us on borders. It is on the bus with us. We are living with it in our compounds. And any other way to change things is to listen. Nothing else. You get it, don't expect much of a treatment. Whatever treatment that you get from health facilities is a supportive care, because there is no cure for the virus itself.
Mm-hmm.
There's no medicine that you give to kill the virus. You only support the patient in the hope that this disease is self-limiting and will go away by itself. So this is one people, and then people need to understand this. When you tell them, stay home, don't venture out aimlessly, they tell you food.
But and hunger.
That food, you only eat when you're healthy. You've got to be healthy first. That is number one. You've got to be alive to eat. So you've got to strike the balance between the two. Just not just because you want to eat, then you want to do anything, including things that risk your health. This is very important.
Right. Thank you.
So it is, yeah.
Thank you so much for your time.